So, for this week, what I'd like to do is to talk about mindfulness of the body, to make that the theme. And maybe as a theme, it can be your theme as you go through the week, that you can... So mindfulness of the body is one of the foundational basic practices for mindfulness. It it's the first exercise in the discourse on the four foundations of mindfulness, the most basic teachings from the Buddha on mindfulness practice. And in that, there are six exercises associated with mindfulness of the body. And here in the 7 a.m. sittings, we've done the first one, which is the first tetrad of Anapanasati. So we did that in January. And so I won't do it now, this week. And we'll do the remaining five. And I like to think that these remaining five are built on the foundation of the first exercise, that those four tetrads of mindfulness of breathing. And we kind of have been the focus so much, mindfulness of breathing, for in the 7 a.m. sittings, that we'll take that just as already kind of established. And then we'll go on to the other exercises. And now mindfulness of the body is such a wonderful practice. Provides so much. One of the things, important things it does, which I'll emphasize today, it's a protection. It's a way of being protected as you go through your life. And because when you're grounded in your body, you're much more able to pick up a wider range of what's happening around you. The body is a kind of like an antenna that picks up through our all the different forms of perception that the body is capable of, including the perception, inward perception to the emotional reactions, responses we have. We're able to pick up what's going on and how we're responding, and when we feel there's danger, when we feel that there's something to be concerned about. Not only externally, but also internally. When we're in danger of losing our ethics, when we're in danger of losing our peace, when we're in danger of acting on something which we later regret, acting on greed or hatred or delusion. And the body is a repository of so much evidence for what's shifting and changing in us, that sometimes it's the early warning sign. And sometimes it's the body that gives us indication of what's going on before the mind knows, because the body is more attuned to our subconscious. And in the mind sometimes is not so attuned to it, maybe because we're preoccupied in other things, rushing ahead. And so many times in my life, so because I have a habit of checking in with my body, do I notice that I'm rushing, or notice that I'm tense, and or pulling back and holding myself back from a situation. And I don't notice that in the mind because I'm thinking about things, or I want things to be a certain way, or I'm reacting and living in the reactivity. But because of the habit of connecting to my body, I feel and sense what's going on better. And in the subconscious, or the early kind of beginnings of things. And so it keeps me safe. It keeps me from getting lost into that world of things. So the body is a great protector for us. Mindfulness of the body is, if we stay connected. And so the second exercise of mindfulness of the body in the Four Foundations of Mindfulness is mindfulness of posture. And that doesn't take a lot of refined attention to the body to be aware of posture. It's so in terms of people, there are many people who are not so connected to their body, and there's a lot of reasons for that, and maybe we'll talk more about that as we go along here. But maybe at least we can kind of recognize the posture that we're in. And the bar for this posture mindfulness is pretty low. And so I'll read you, so you can really know, believe me, that how low the bar is. The Buddha says, again, when walking, a practitioner knows, I am walking. When standing, one knows, I am standing. When sitting, one knows, I am sitting. When lying down, one knows, I am lying down. So that seems like a pretty low bar. Do you know, that's pretty, you know, pretty obvious, I hope, that we're standing, walking, sitting, lying down, that you know that you're doing that. But you have to, don't underestimate the tremendous value of knowing this, really knowing it. So not just knowing it casually in passing, but to really kind of recognize, have a clear recognition, I'm standing now. I'm sitting now. I'm walking. It begins to, or laying down, it begins to create space in the mind for more present moment awareness. It interrupts the mind stream that we're sometimes an automatic pilot, thinking and wanting. It interrupts the kind of preoccupation sometimes with emotions, rumination around it that's emotionally based, that we get lost in. It's kind of like taking a sacred pause. Oh, this is what I'm doing. And then maybe take time to feel this. I'm standing. Here I am. It's a chance for the body to regroup, to reorganize, to get connected, to get grounded. Here I'm sitting. Before I start speaking right away, let me get grounded in my seat. If you're about to speak at a meeting or someplace, maybe take a moment to feel yourself here, sitting, as in preparation, so that you're not so completely caught in what has to be said. So you're more receptive to the environment as well. Because the more we are grounded here in the body, the more the body awareness is more available for what's going around as well, around us. And certainly the mindfulness of the posture can be more refined. When we're standing, are we leaning forward? Are we pulled back? Are we collapsed in some way? When we're sitting, the same thing. Are we sagging into the back of the couch, removing ourselves from the conversation we have with someone else? Or are we sitting upright so we're available and present, so there's more of us able to meet the person we're talking to or be present for the act of speaking or whatever we're doing? Sometimes if we're too collapsed in a chair, it might feel relaxing, but there is sometimes a loss of attentiveness and presence and involvement with what we're doing. So, you know, and if we can sit in a stand in a posture that's balanced and upright, then we're available to more information of what's happening to us. Like there's a greater range. We notice if we lean forward. We notice if we're pulling back. We're noticing if we're collapsing. But if we're always collapsed, there's maybe less variation that's possible. It's kind of like if we're in the midpoint. It's like we feel the pendulum moving this way and that way. But if we're stuck on one end of the pendulum, we don't have that refined sensitivity, what's going on. When we're walking, how are we walking? What does it say about our mood, our emotional state? So all these different places, what's happening? And when we're sitting, when we're walking, standing, all these as well, are we doing so in a way that's physically healthy for us? Is it the one that is most, puts the body most at ease, the least amount of tension being held to hold the posture? So it's a fascinating world, the emphasis on posture. And so the Buddha emphasized it. You can keep it at a very low bar, just to know your posture as you go through the day, or you can be more refined about it and notice the details of posture and how maybe you've lost a balanced posture and what does that tell you about yourself and how is it that coming back into a balanced posture protects you, and keeps you more balanced so you can do what you need to do in a better way. The virtue of this exercise is how incredibly simple it is. When walking, know you're walking. When standing, know you're standing. When sitting, know you're sitting. And when you're lying down, know you're lying down. But this knowing is really know it. And see if what space is created, what clarity arises, what information then becomes available to you. That if you don't just know it in passing, but you really, in a sense, stop and really know it over and over again through the day. So if you're inclined for these next 24 hours, why don't you try to make a practice of mindfulness of posture, a study of it. Study yourself through your posture. Study mindfulness that arises with posture and how different postures support greater presence and greater mindfulness or lesser of it. Just make a study. And if you have the occasion, you might talk to other people about what their experience of posture and mindfulness awareness of posture is in their lives. And you might get some fascinating conversations. There are certain professions where posture is, you know, a key to how they manage well. And may the day be a wonderful day of discovery and appreciation of this body of ours. So thank you.